Father, we live in a day where there is much whining and murmuring. Even so, my Lord and my God, I refuse to allow this darkness to overtake my peace that is in you. I refuse to allow this darkness to rob me of 1 ounce of your praise and glory today. May your Holy Spirit speak to each of us in a mighty way today for your honor and for your glory alone. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Listen, my friends, rebels will whine about the world. They will whine about the things that are going on in this world. They will blame Christianity and Christians, and they will focus on death. But I'm here to tell you, my friends, I choose today to praise the Lord and to focus on life. And guess what? I have the peace of Christ that passes all understanding. We read in the book of Numbers today, chapter 17, verse 10 through 12, and the Lord said unto Moses, bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony, to be kept for a token against the rebels. Thou shalt quite take their murmurings from me, and they die not. And Moses did so, so the Lord commanded him, so did he. And the children of Israel spake unto Moses, saying, behold, we die, we perish, we all perish. These are rebels. And I bring to you today the word of God, which is the rod of Aaron, to quench your murmuring so that you too can have the peace that passes all understanding. I just got a prayer request yesterday for a daughter who told her mother on Mother's Day that Christians are misinterpreting the Bible and that she is now gay. The daughter has fallen to the oldest lie that's in the book, which goes all the way to the book of Genesis when the serpent said, did God say? He questioned the word of God. We read in Romans chapter 1 and verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. And I'm here to tell you today that they are attempting to change the word of God into a lie. They're attempting to say that the rod is not a rod. But I'm here to tell you that the word of God is the truth. It is the way. It is the hope that you and I have for salvation in Jesus Christ. Then we wonder why we read on in Romans chapter 1, verse 26 through 28. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections. Why did God give them up to vile affections? Because they resisted the word of God. They murmured against the things of God. For even their women did change the natural use, that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving natural use of the women, burned in their lust one toward another. Men, with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave him over to this reprobate mind. And then you wonder why daughters are approaching their mothers and telling them that they are gay. This is against the knowledge of God. This is of a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Where do you see the misinterpretation of the reading of this passage? It's passage as plain as day. Just read the Bible, my friends. So no, young lady, I pray for your soul. I pray that you find peace in Christ. But we are not misinterpreting the Bible as it pertains to your newfound homosexuality. Now, you can argue with me all that you want, my friends. You can get on here on TikTok, which I'm on live today, and I'm on Facebook as well. And I'm going to preach on these Antichrist platforms the word of God. I'm going to preach the truth, and you can argue with me all that you want. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen an adult musclehead argue with a 5-year-old pipsqueak that threatened to beat him up because the 5-year-old said that he was stronger? No, what did the musclehead do? He smiled and he moved on. And so do I. I smile and I move on when you argue against the things of God. I smile because I have the peace of Jesus Christ in my soul. speaking of moving on, we'll be doing exactly that here in June on our Gospel Road Trip. Now, if your church is on this route, I would be more than honored and blessed to be able to preach a live Gospel episode such as the one you're hearing today at your church. Just let me know. Who knows, it might just happen. And you can follow our journey as we travel on this big loop on a great portion of this country. You can follow this journey at gospel.com. And if you do invite me, I want you to know this, my friends. I am not catering my message to nothing but the gospel of Jesus Christ. And who knows, maybe even a couple people will get baptized. But this is my focus, and that is to preach the gospel, to see souls saved by true faith that comes from God, that includes repentance. Did you hear what I said, my friends? Repentance, the same repentance that Jesus preached, the same repentance that John the Baptist preached, the same repentance that you will not endure right now as you scroll through looking for boobs to look at on TikTok, men, because you're not willing to stand up for Christ. You can't endure this type of sound preaching. And I'm here to tell you that Paul was not against baptism at all. He just knew the importance of working his calling within his lane that he was given to serve. And you are called to a lane too as well, my Christian friend. You need to get up. You need to stand up. And you need to fight in this evil day. You need to stop scrolling, looking for your sexual debauchery, needs, and lust. You need to start looking to the Word of God. You have a purpose. I have a purpose, my friends. That is why it is called the body of Christ. We read in 1 Corinthians today, 1:17, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." Listen, I'm not flowering anything up for you. I'm not sugaring it up. I'm not prettying it up. I am preaching the word. Good morning, Judah Lion 777. Good morning to you, brother. I'm glad that you are enduring by faith today. Ruffian 76 says, "I think the powers that be underestimated the level of personal Bible study individuals underwent for the last 2 years. While they thought we were all Netflix and DoorDash, many of us were instead sharpening our iron, waiting for this day to conquer in the Lord's name." And I say amen, because the remnant will endure. The question is, my friend, are you among the remnant? The remnant scrolls on. The remnant does not scroll on, I mean to say. The remnant focuses on the word of God and what the will of God is today. The remnant prays for the will of God today. People who do not live by faith, they live by sight and they do not get it. They look to celebrities. They look to spotlight and hireling commercial preachers across this world that tell them what they want to hear. But if they were so mighty, if they were doing such great things for the kingdom of God, why is this world that spotlights these people going to hell in a handbasket? You tell me that. 1 Corinthians 1:26, 29. "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." I do not glory before you today, my friends. I give all glory to Jesus Christ, my King. And if it wasn't for this gospel, I would have zero internet footprint. I wouldn't bother trying to even attempt to preach on a platform called TikTok. But I have the gospel in my hands. I have the gospel in my heart. I have the gospel in my soul. And that's what I preach to you today. Now do you know why I preach the gospel, and I despise the God-forsaken social media news feeds. I despise the For You news feed among TikTok that wants to shove in your face sexual debauchery and blasphemy against Almighty God. I despise it all because they're preaching to you another gospel. They're preaching to you a gospel of hate, a gospel of division, a gospel of discord, a gospel of jealousy, a gospel of envy, a gospel of bitterness, and a gospel of fear. And then you wonder why you have no peace. 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Quit living by sight. Quit living by the dopamine news feeds of this world and start living by the Word of God. Because it's within the Word of God and hearing the Word of God that you're going to find the faith that saves your soul, the faith that endures to the end. Faith is from God, my friends. It's not something that you conjure up through dopamine news feeds. It's from the Word of God. Why is this? Why is faith from God? Why does the faith from God endure to the end? Because God is faithful, my friend. He loves you. He truly loves you like no other person or being in this universe can love you. God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 1:8 through 9, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. By the way, my friends, God calls us into the faith. All we do is call upon him. And my question is to you today, have you called upon the Lord? Have you called upon the Lord by faith? Instead of calling upon politicians to save you. And just in case you're wondering, the politicians that you look to are influenced not by the Word of God, they are influenced by Antichrist lobbyism. The same lobbyism that we read about today in the book of Isaiah. The same lobbyism that's rooted in greed, money, and power. Chapter 39, verse 1 through 6, the book of Isaiah. At that time, Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah. Notice he sent letters as he tried to woo him, and presents to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and was recovered. Oh, they'll come to you when you're sick, but they got an agenda. And meanwhile, while they're visiting you while you're sick, the church is ignoring you. The church needs to wake up. And Hezekiah was glad of them and showed them the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, what said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country unto me, even from Babylon. Then said he, what have they seen in thy house? And Hezekiah answered, all that is in my house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. Then said Isaiah to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days come that all that is in thy house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, say the Lord. And we have shown the Antichrist all that we have. We have opened up our homes to the Antichrist, and now they will carry us away to Babylon unless you and I repent. Yet for some reason, many continue to confuse politics and the drama thereof with preaching that pleases God. 1 Corinthians 1:21, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world by the wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I preach to you today the word of God with the hope that you will put your faith and trust in him. And I'll tell you this, my friends, you can keep your commercial Christian platform idols. Because if you're looking to me for hope, I am sorry, but I will fail you. You will fail me, but Jesus will never fail us. And we need to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, our Lord, and to pray for one another. How about we start doing that? How about we start praying for one another? Otherwise, you're going to keep falling victim to the denominational wars of fratricide. God has not called us to these things. God has called us to unity and peace. 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 13. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing. I'm glad that JudahLion77 just posted on TikTok. He says, amen. I put my faith in Jesus Christ, not man. Amen, my brother. Keep your eyes on the Lord. He says, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing and there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I am Apollos, and Cephas, and I have Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of the Lord? So you keep idolizing your internet commercial preachers, but I'm not one of them. I'm moving in, and I'm moving out with the Word of God. I'm not looking for followers. I'm looking for others to follow Jesus with me. So if you want unity, let's start glorifying the King of Kings, Christ our Lord, together today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, but today. 1 Corinthians 1:31, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Glory to Christ our King. Psalm 134. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. I pray that this episode of Gospeled was a blessing to you. And if you would like to become a team member of this Christ work, simply pray. Pray that God would use this podcast mightily for his glory. Share the episodes wherever you can and support with a subscription if you're able to do so. We are in this together, Christ friends. Keep up the good fight.